Welcome back to Rome Boys. On this episode, we're hanging with the Saints. Saint Alphonsus Liguori.
Sounds right. Like pasta. I don't know.
Liguori.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Is it almost time for dinner? Are you hungry?
Yeah.
You're going to have pasta today?
You're going to have to define dinner. We're in West Texas. Some people may not understand.
Oh, yeah, supper?
That's true. Yeah, lunch?
Dinner, supper. You know, okay. St. Alphonsus Liguori is the patron of moral theologians. He founded the Redemptorists.
Wait. There's a such thing as immoral theologians? Okay.
You could probably pick a few.
Morality. He's my kind of guy, like all about morals. Yeah.
So there are immoral theologians. Just look at the media.
Yeah.
He founded the Redemptorists, dedicated to the imitation of Christ and working mainly in popular missions for peasants in rural areas. He traveled for 26 years preaching popular missions as opposed to unpopular.
It was popular.
Yeah, it was popular, okay.
This guy's got it all right.
Right?
Moral theologian, popular mission.
He became bishop after trying to reject the honor. Aren't most bishops the best ones, the ones that just like don't want to do
most
it?
Most say, no thank you, but I obey. I'll do it.
Even the popes are like, I really don't want this job.
Yeah.
They end up being the best.
Uh-huh.
He was also a great writer, being author of two classics, Glories of Mary and Visits to the Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah, definitely like hardcore awesome books. Read them. They're good. So here's a few stories from us. So after saying Mass one day, St. Alphonsus sat down and became absorbed in thought, making no movement, speaking no word, and remaining in that state for all the day. The fact is that he was in a prolonged ecstasy. The next morning he rang the bell announcing he wanted to say Mass. Everyone came at once and said, "This is the second day that you have not spoken, eaten, nor given any sign of life." "You're right," said Alphonsus, "but you do not know that I have been assisting the Pope, who has just died." They're like, "What?" Mm-hmm. Shortly afterwards, it became known that Pope Clement XIV had died at the same time as St. Alphonsus came to that end. Pretty crazy stuff.
So he has that was a miracle of bilocation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. So he showed no signs of life, meaning...
I mean, he was breathing, but didn't move.
Yeah, but he must have been wearing a catheter and a colostomy bag.
I never thought about that, Mr. Nursing Home guy.
Well,
that's okay. The things you don't think about. It's like, okay, guy was standing there for 2 days.
Yeah.
Was he standing? Yeah. Was he sitting?
Well, probably before Mass, he went to the bathroom and had a snack or something, you would think.
I don't know.
But he's a saint. He can go beyond that, I guess. I don't know.
So what are the other saints? I guess we could talk about this later. Other saints that were bilocators. Bilocators? Is that a word? I'm a bilocator.
Yeah. A little cape and everything else.
That's a BL on his chest. I'm a BL. I'm a bilocator. Yeah. Opposed to BS.
It is cool. Padre Pio, though. Padre Pio was bilocating to a cold region. And his body in Italy was actually physically cold. And the brothers were throwing blankets on him. As you know, in Italy, but he was bi-loading somewhere else, so it had an effect on his body in Italy when he was somewhere else. So,
if we ever did a Hanging with the Saints on Father or Padre Pio, I don't think we could do it in one episode.
It would go. I told my students when I taught on Padre Pio, we would spend an entire quarter just on him. Like, he's my favorite.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Read his books; is awesome. But back to Alphonsus.
Back to St. Alphonsus, yes. While St. Alphonsus was preaching on the Blessed Mother, close by a picture of her became animated. Okay, when I hear that word, I'm thinking like a cartoon.
Yeah.
What's up, God?
Something like that. Yeah. Or is moving.
But it just means it's moving,
physically
right?
Moving in the picture.
Okay. As she moved within the frame of her portrait, the faithful gazed in wonder and were startled when a ray of heavenly light left Mary's face in the picture and rested on Alphonsus. He replied, "My lady, is it your pleasure to play with me?" The saint fell into ecstasy and was raised bodily in the air 7 inches from the floor. Okay, so she's
all kinds of weird.
Yeah. And he's messing back with her, too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so after seeing this miracle, many in the crowd had a conversion. You think?
Yeah.
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
And repented of their sins. Right? Yeah, we're so boring.
Yeah. Yeah, cool that stuff. Reminds me of Frozen, I think, in the... I got six daughters, right? So
you've seen it a few times.
Yeah, so you see the people dancing, and it just... It's nuts. And wow. People in ecstasy being raised up off the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's kind of strange. But I get strange. It. That's part of this canonization, I'm sure.
All right, I'm going to spin this. What does it mean to be in ecstasy?
I mean, is it
totally? You hear the word nowadays, and it's
like
a drug.
You go from meditation to contemplation to that and ecstasy, and you're like in another world, but you're still present in this world physically, but that's about it.
So you're just
really have no idea what's going on here.
Like a taste of heaven, maybe?
It is.
It's where you're just kind of...
Ultimate being.
Yes. But although your average Joe
this means being, by the
can
way.
Contemplate, although that's even tough, but ecstasy only happens to very few people. And it's usually the saints, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So St. Alphonsus was visiting the area south of Naples, and where I go in the summer.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Oh, right, right.
Just kidding. During the year 1779. Whoa, 3 years after Declaration of Independence, right? Mount Vesuvius was giving indications that it might erupt at any point. Flames leaped high in the crater while the mountain erupted. While looking at the mountain, St. Alphonsus said the holy name of Jesus three times.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Made the sign of the cross towards the eruption. The eyewitnesses testified that after the blessing, the flames instantly disappeared.
You see women and children running. Ah! He's like, God bless you, Jesus. Yeah. Man, it just stops.
Yeah. Relax, I got this.
Yeah. Next.
I wonder, I think, Joe, maybe you inserted this in a clip. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
So that's kind of what
that's how he said it, right?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Alphonsus Liguori definitely is one of the top dogs in the church as far as a lover of Mary, you know, of Our Lady. So, like, go to her if you have a Marian devotion. All of his books are awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
The pasta man strikes again. Sorry. Right. Linguini, that's what I'm thinking.
Linguini, Liguori, not Linguini. All right. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us for Hanging with the Saints.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. And remember, like and subscribe and share us with your friends. And you can be hanging with the saints. So in the meantime, remember, be real.
Be bold.
Be Catholic. God bless.
That's all, folks.